You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, wakey, wakey, eggs and turkey bakey. It is DPHRO. It is Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. November the 23rd, 2021. This is hump day because, of course, this is a three-day week because of Thanksgiving. Right? Thursday, Friday, little holiday action. And, oh, we're gonna need some rest. We're going to need some sleep. The Jets stink on Sunday. The Giants say, hold my beer. What a performance. You remember yesterday? First of all, let me say good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You're not doing great.
No, I'm doing fantastic. I can taste the steak and lobster as I sit here at 5:01. I can taste it.
First of all, your voice sounds terrible. Did you sleep at all?
No, I didn't sleep. Didn't sleep. Coached the game yesterday. Tough loss, but we'll talk about all that later. Focus on the Giants.
Oh yes, right into the Giants.
Focus on the Giants today.
You guys all win the. I guess Ray was the big winner, followed by RJ, followed by you, right, of the Survivor pool.
Ray. Yeah, we all. I mean, we're all losers, really. But it was Ray.
No.
RJ,
you all, three of you won. I lost, and that's fine. I'll take you out to a nice lunch or dinner, whatever you're looking for. But I'm not concerned with you people because I know it'll happen. We'll plan it, and then RJ will. You know, oh, I didn't realize I had to check with the wife. Or Santiago will have work. Or you'll have a game.
No, I'm coming.
This'll
no, like, we're coming.
If I put like $2 away a week, by the time you guys are ready to go, I'll have thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars ready to go.
Call your financial advisor, start today. Put $2 a week away, and by the time everyone has a day off to go to this lunch or dinner,
we'll make you spend every penny.
That's fine. It'll be like 2026. You'll be like,
rookie meal.
I think I can go. That's fine. Good. You know, I don't even care. I didn't care. I'm dead. I'm dead inside because all I wanted was just go out there, play a decent football game, and compete. I never thought the Giants were going to win this game. I had no expectations of that. But all I hear from you, they have Saquon Barkley back and Andrew Thomas is back and Kenny Galladay and Evan Ingram. And I mean, look at the embarrassment. Some people say Sterling Shepard's back even though he's not. Really? I mean, nobody knows. I watch this. This is garbage. I mean that's what it is. It's garbage. They're awful. This is my mantra, and they're not going to beat Philly this weekend, but I don't care what games they win down the stretch. I've said this. I say this more today than I ever have. I want everybody gone. Everybody. Gettleman, Judge, Jones, Barkley, you name it. Gone, 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 gone.
Yeah, don't say you guys were saying that Saquon was back and Andrew.
Oh,
Thomas
we had Max
back.
Kellerman yesterday.
Stop
I mean,
it.
I see this as a shootout. This is going to be a shootout. I said, Max, a shootout? They haven't scored more than 30 points in years.
20
oh,
straight.
No, this is going to be a shootout. Shootout. They scored 10 points. And 7 points. Of them came on a 5-yard drive.
Yes, and you were gifted a touchdown. No, they haven't scored. They've scored fewer than 30 points in 20 straight. When all the rules are geared towards the offense scoring points, you've scored less than 30 and 20 straight.
I mean, the offensive line is just an
awful.
Embarrassment.
Will Hernandez is awful.
Hernandez, he's awful. Watching him makes your eyes bleed.
Well, if he's not getting bull rushed right back into Daniel Jones' lap, he's taking a holding penalty. I mean, yeah, you heard it last night, though. You heard it. Like, they wanted to blame Daniel Jones, but they were having a hard time because the offensive line stinks so bad.
Stinks. But Jones is not. He misses throws. Again, is he where you'd hoped he would be midway through the year three? No, he's not.
No, I don't think he is. But I would agree with Jason Garrett's assessment that they haven't done enough around him. Because, I mean, between the injuries and everything else, I mean, Saquon Barkley last night, he had three carries in the first half. I mean, he was
an embarrassment.
Kenny Galladay was a non-factor.
Four targets, all slants. Four targets, all slants.
And actually missed it. The one you had for probably a touchdown, you missed because you didn't even look at Kenny Galladay coming across the middle.
Well, why would you?
He was just staring at Tony the entire time.
Yeah, why would you? I mean, really. I mean, Kadarius Tony's back. And this, we never get to see the Giants. Here's the thing, people. Then you're going to sit here and you're going to try to say it over and over. The Giants stink. They stink. That is a bad football team. I mean, I had people all over if they win this game yesterday, if they win this game yesterday, all of a sudden you're 4-6 and you look at the schedule and now the 17th in the NFC. Stop it. Take it and get it out of your mind. Out of your mind.
It was everybody saying it, though.
Stupid people.
I mean, that was most of the conversation, was the Giants team coming off the bye, getting healthy. This Tampa Bay secondary is beat up, lost two straight. This is a perfect opportunity.
Great opportunity. But not when you stink. I mean, really, it's like me looking at the Jets and saying, boy, if they go out there and they can beat, some of these teams, they have a chance. Yeah, but then that's not going to happen. The Giants are lousy. They're a bad team. This is 5 years. How dumb are people? And I turn to, not you, I turn to everyone that falls for this. How dumb are you people that you looked at this, if we win this game, go down to Tampa and win this game, all of a sudden we have a real chance. Win this game. They have three wins on the year. They're going to win five games, maybe six if they're lucky. They stink. They you could make the NFC have 10 teams go to the postseason and the Giants wouldn't go to the playoffs.
Yeah, this wasn't one of those games that you felt like, or at least I felt like, that they should win. I mean, with everything surrounding what's been going on with the Bucs, they get Gronk back. They're starting to get healthy on the defensive side of the ball. Talking about, coach calls them out for being a stupid football team. You saw Brady's post-game interview. I mean, he was disgusted. So, and their first drive.
Oh,
I mean,
it was like a hot third
butter.
Down.
It was like a hot knife through butter.
Oh, just you felt great after that drive.
Hey, here's the positive. I mean, you're tied 10-10 at one point. You should feel good about that.
So I tweeted. I said, you're just an idiot. Like, if you think the Giants are going to win this game, you're just an idiot. And then Mike Evans off his hands, Adoree Jackson picked off at the 5-yard line, and then touchdown. And then it's 10-10. And I get tweets pouring. Oh, we're the idiots. Look who's tied 10-10. Stop with the tweets. Look who's tied 10-10. All right? Look, the Giants are back. Maybe you're the idiot. Yeah, I'm the idiot. I know. I know this team. I know. You all get excited. I never got excited. Never once. I was like, oh, I can't wait. So excited for this game. You know how I watch this game? I watch this game in my bedroom. Lying down on my bed. That's how I watch this game. Because this is a bad football team. Now, I got angry, and I stood up at times, and there was screaming, and there was yelling, but I knew if this was a game that I give the Giants a real chance to win and compete, this is not a bedroom game. This is a, you watch this in the living room away from humanity. But I knew. I know this team. This is what they are.
Yeah, but again, I don't look at this game. I get the coming out of the bye, they're getting healthy and everything else. But, I mean, when Tampa's right, Tampa's one of the best teams in the NFL. Would you have liked to see them be more competitive and the offensive line not be so bad?
Or competitive. Or competitive.
Competitive. I mean, yes. Listen, Daniel Jones was pressured on 48% of his dropbacks. 48%. Your offensive line stinks. But this wouldn't be the game that frustrates me. It would be the games early on in the season. Like, if you really wanted to be a playoff team and compete for one of those wild card spots, the game against Washington would still drive me crazy.
Oh, it incenses you. And the one against Atlanta. But here's the thing. When you go into a game and you say, the expectation is that we're not going to win, just look like a functional football team. and at least put a little scare into them. And you can't even do that. You're right. We didn't think they were going to win.
No.
I mean, the number was 11. That's a tremendous number. But just go do something that makes the nation say, oh, you know what? The Giants they're not that bad. And Daniel Jones looks okay. And look, I mean, Kadarius Toney and Kenny Galladay can make a play. And they look functional. Tampa's better. Tampa's going to win. But the Giants look functional. And they couldn't even do that. They weren't even close to doing that.
You want to borrow Joe Flacco next week?
If it means Zach Wilson plays, I'll take Joe Flacco.
Give you a better chance to win? Be competitive?
Yeah. Well, we are going up against the vaunted Eagles defense, so maybe so.
Well, you say that. I mean, the interior offensive line is going to get dominated.
Oh, dominated. But here's the thing.
That was without Vita Vea, too, last night.
Oh, thank God he didn't play.
Oh,
could you imagine if he would have played?
No. No, I couldn't have.
But you say, you know, it's going to be awful against Philly. You can't kill a dead person. I'm already dead. You can't kill me anymore.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Of course it hurts.
Listen, I'm in the same salary cap situation isn't nearly as bad as yours is, because that's gross, really, with what you guys are going to be dealing with next season, which puts you in a real tough spot. But it still hurts.
Everything hurts.
I mean, as uninterested as I was in watching Joe Flacco play, it still sucks to watch a team lose.
This is just terrible. This is just absolutely terrible. And, you know, it's not a year of this. It's 5 years of this. 5 years.
You know what would make me nervous as a Giants fan, too, is this. Because you're not wrong. And I'm going through this right now with the Jets. Is we all talk a big game as fans. Yeah, okay, we have a new head coach. We have a rookie quarterback. We have all this hope. And, you know, you got to give it time. This is, you know, put it in the slow cooker. This isn't a microwavable thing. You got to let it cook. Yeah, right. Like, say, 6-7 weeks in, coach stinks. We want him fired and quarterback right. Can't play. You know what I mean? So that's it. But what I would be concerned about now with the Giants is, and I was listening to Renan yesterday. He was on with Carlin before the game. And he is adamant, dude, adamant that Joe Judge is not going anywhere. That whoever they bring in as the new GM is going to work with Joe Judge.
I don't know how you could take that tact. Like if you're the Maritish contingent and you look at it and you say, if the Giants close the season well and fight for this guy and win 7 games, you know what? We'll consider bringing him back. How you could sit here now at 3-7 being just, I mean, absolutely destroyed on national television yet again and say that unequivocally this guy is back? How are you a respectable, maybe you're not, but how are you a respectable organization where you would make a comment like, you know what, this is the guy that we have to bring back for another season? How?
Because they don't want to get caught in the cycle where they're giving coaches 2 years and then firing them.
You know what got me incensed last night?
Oh, tell me, please. Tell me.
I mean, just incensed. And I don't know if you watched the game and you thought this. The end of the first half almost brought me to violence.
When he almost got strip sacked?
Well, yeah, you have 45 seconds. You're like your own 8. You're down 17-10, is that right?
17-10, correct. You're at your own 9. You got 2 timeouts and 43 seconds left.
You know what? Let's get out of here. We get the ball to start the second half. You can't score to begin with. Now I'm going to move the ball 60 yards in 43 seconds. You know what? Let's take a knee. Let's get out of here. And let's come back and try to fight. Okay. So, you know what? You go out there. You get like there's like a little play to Barkley. You pick up a couple yards. Now you have like 13 seconds left in your own 20. Okay. Now can we throw in the towel? Now can we take
a knee?
No. No.
No. No, we're throwing it. We're pushing
right,
the ball.
Right down the... I mean, it would have served you right if it got picked off. And I don't want to hear that's Jason Garrett. That's Joe Judge. You're down 7. You should probably be down 14 or 17. Get out of here. Regroup. Come back. Second half. And let's live to see another day. No. Let's be aggressive. Right down the field. You do it. Complete. Fumble. End of the half. What are you doing?
Yeah, but it wasn't even the fumble.
Well, no, he almost got sacked, and you saw strip sack staring at you in the face. It was terrible.
And that's coming off, and that's on the heels of Tristan Wirfs taking that holding penalty on Ojulari that negated that big Godwin play,
which would have been a touchdown or down at the quarter yard.
Exactly right. So now you're okay because you're not wrong. That game should not have been 17-10.
Oh my God.
You had 9 seconds. You take your second timeout, and you push the ball down the field, and he just barely gets that ball off.
So that you agree with my assessment, right? That was repulsive.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. I mean, the reality is you haven't scored any points. Yeah, you have a hard time scoring points. You're the worst red zone team. Daniel Jones, I mean, completion percentage, that all stinks. But the fact of the matter is that you scored 0 points in the last 2 minutes of the first half all season. Zero. You've been outscored 45-0.
45-0 in the final 2 minutes of the half.
Correct.
And now your own nine. Let's take shots, baby.
Yeah, let's be a hero.
Let's take shots. Oh, this is going to be a show. This is going to be a show. And I'll tell you what, I am on the verge of a complete meltdown. Now you, as my friend and co-host, can do one of two things. You can be kind and say, you know what, I'm going, like a mother bird, I'm going to just nurse him to 8 o'clock, let him go on his way and go to bed. Or you can be like some kind of a tyrant and say, let me see if I can incite him and get him to go crazy. So it's really up to you. But there is a very good chance of me having a complete and utter meltdown. I am so, and it's not, I'm angry. I'm angry that if I check the mail, do we get mail on Friday this week?
I have no idea. Probably not.
Is Friday a holiday or not? Probably not, right? You probably get mail. If I open my mail on Friday and there was a check from the Giants saying this is hazard pay for us making you watch this for the last 5 years, I'd be like, you know what? That's about right. That they should be paying us for watching that garbage that they are putting on the field year after year after year after year.
I'll race you to the mailbox.
Yeah.
Because I should be getting my Jets check soon, too.
You should. A stipend.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, you know what? Listening to him post-game, it annoys me. Angers me. Listening to the same song and dance. I haven't heard any of it. So shall we see if it's annoying this week as well?
Oh, I've heard it. I've heard it.
It's going to be, isn't it?
A little bit.
You know how checked out I was last night? I was struggling at the end of the game to keep my eyes open. Like, I was done. I just wanted the game to end. I'm like, all right, Tampa, pick up another first down. They're throwing up 20 with 2 minutes to go. Just pick up the first down, take the knee, let's get out of here.
And they, yeah, and you got a chance to see a little Blaine Gabbert.
Little Blaine Gabbert, baby. That's right. You know what's gone bad when Tom Brady is rushing for first downs and then having huge celebrations and Blaine Gabbert checks into the game because it's just over.
That actually made me happy because I know it would drive. I knew the second he took off on that third down and Crowder tries to tackle him and he actually looked like an athlete for a second.
Yeah.
He got the first down. I was like, oh, Dave's probably losing his mind right now.
So let me see if I understand this now. You watch the Giants, and you think of me. Fine, and I do the same with you and the Jets. When something goes poorly, you're like, oh, God, that must have really got him.
Well, no, I get a lot of tweets during these games, right? Like, or before the games, that we need, you know, we should auction in a live look into Dave watching the game. So naturally, I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching the game, how you would react to certain plays. And I know that play.
Oh, what's it? Here we go. Oh, God.
And I can only imagine that Daniel Jones, the first interception Daniel Jones threw to nobody, to the area where Billy Price was standing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's my center. I'm going to throw right to Steve McClendon. Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Steve,
first ever interception. Thanks for coming.
There's no chance that man would ever have an interception unless somebody just threw it right to him softly. And that's what you got in that moment. All right, let's hear from Joe Judge, and then we'll get to the calls. And this is going to be a great day. Joe Judge understands the player's frustration with the offense.
We got to do a better job scoring points. I know it sounds pretty obvious and to the point with it, but I'm going to keep it just very blunt on that right there. We got to do a better job putting our players in position to make plays. We have too many good players. We got to put them in a better position to capitalize on it. That's it. We got to make sure, you know, we sit down tomorrow as a coaching staff and understand how we got to play this game and give our players a chance to make plays. So in reference to any kind of body language or anything at the end of the game, I'll handle the corrections we got to make. All right. But as a player, there's some things I'd be frustrated too with as well.
All right, so am I reading between the lines? He's not very happy with Jason Garrett right now?
I don't know how you put all this on Jason Garrett. I really don't.
It didn't sound very positive for Jason Garrett.
No, I mean, he's just... I think the takeaway from that is, and he's not wrong, is you have so much money and draft equity put into the offensive side of the ball for it to be this bad is gross. I mean, seriously, the amount of money you paid Kenny Golladay, $40 million guaranteed, the amount of money you spent on Nate Solder, Will Hernandez is a high second-round pick, Andrew Thomas is the fourth overall pick.
Tony's
a first-round pick. Ingram's a first-round pick. Saquon's a second overall pick. Your quarterback's the sixth overall pick.
Yep. So you have this. You have the second pick. You have the fourth pick. You have the sixth pick. You have another first-rounder in Tony. You have another first-rounder in Ingram. You have, what else do you have?
Sterling Shepard's, he didn't play. He's a second-round pick.
Some people thought he was there, but he wasn't there last night. Maybe he did play, and we just didn't notice
him. Kenny Golladay got a bag.
A boltload of money on.
Solder got a bag.
A huge amount of money. I mean, Hernandez was like the second pick of the second round. It's embarrassing.
No, I mean, I don't know how you spend that much money in that amount of high draft picks on an offense for it to be this bad. In an NFL that is geared around offenses scoring points, you haven't scored 30 points. You've scored fewer than 30 points in 20 straight games, Dave. 20.
I know. It's not
easy. It's embarrassing.
It's really, really not easy. And he'll take the blame. Here's Joe Judge. This is the crap we get to hear every week. This is on the coaches.
Yeah, put that on down. You can put that down tonight. You guys can write that tonight. Now, the players got to execute. That's their job, right? It's our job to teach them. It's their job to go out there and execute. But we've got to make sure we keep putting them in a position to have success. And it's got to be consistently that way. You know, you can go ahead and write that down, and I'm not going to debate that.
So sick of it, though. We're going to find a way to fix this.
He's doing, though, too. This is completely a reaction to him with the whole headset thing. When he blamed the headset, then why is Joe Judge making excuses? Now he's going out of the way.
Yeah, right.
Now
he's going to go the other way.
Yeah, it's on me. And we spent all this time talking about Jason Garrett and the play calling and everything else. I mean, that play call to Andrew Thomas is a pretty damn good play.
Okay,
who knew Andrew Thomas had better hands than Kenny Golladay? That
right?
was a great catch.
That was a nice catch.
It was a fantastic catch. I mean, he missed the block on the previous play, but still he made up for it.
I think that was just that was the setup. That was the beginning of the setup, yeah.
Oh, I like it.
If you miss the block, then they won't think at all that you're, you know, maybe going out to a
defensively though too. I mean, listen, I don't think Patrick Graham had a good game.
A good game.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, it's the same look, no disguise against Tom Brady. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Over and over and over. I mean, they destroyed you again. That was 30-10. That was a 45-7 feel.
No, I didn't feel close. That game never. Never felt like it was close.
Be fair with me now. Did it feel as close as 30-10?
No.
No, it didn't, right?
No, I told you. I mean, I was surprised it was only 17-10 going into halftime.
They tried to let Tampa score more points.
Well, and then you come out. I mean, then you come out of half, you get the ball, and you... I mean, that fourth and one had zero chance of working. Zero.
Oh, my God. Run the plays to Colin Johnson, baby. Big moments. It's incredible. They are absolutely incredible. All right, so we'll do this. Quick break, come back, lot of calls. 1-800-919-3776. More Joe Judge, some Daniel Jones, lot to do. We'll get a little Mets action we got to get into. Sounds like Steven Matz is going to make a decision by tomorrow.
Yeah, what are we doing with that? What are we doing? We couldn't wait to get rid of him. Now we're bringing him back?
Yeah.
I can't deal with the Jets stinking and the Giants being awful and whatever the hell the Mets are doing. I can't deal with it.
I know, it's a lot. We should open a support group, you know that?
We should. Yeah, I mean maybe we add it to Man Camp.
I like that.
We sit down, like a little meditation, kind of a support group.
Yeah. Maybe drugs, right?
Have the bring Don in. We could bring Don in some mess.
Drug classes.
You bring in some mesk?
Yes. Mesk.
I'll get a little...
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm a fan of the Giants. Hi, Dave.
Make it like a safe space, right? And then Don comes in. If it's too much for you to handle...
I've dropped acid. I've taken mesk.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, make it work for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You think you'll have more than 7,000 calories on Thursday?
Easily.
Really?
Easily. Like clinic.
Like, I always, like, any week, though. Like, I usually, like, Monday through Saturday, very clean, very healthy. Mm-hmm. Then Sunday, it's game on.
Let yourself go, sure.
Yeah, it's until I want to vomit.
So you're like my dogs.
Nah, yeah, kind of.
Right? You'll eat until you get yourself sick.
That's pretty much what happens, yeah.
Barkley, I'm not exaggerating, could battle Joey Chestnut. Like, I'm convinced he could beat Joey Chestnut.
It didn't surprise me.
He is. Oh,
aren't pugs like that? Isn't that something with pugs?
I don't
like
know.
They would just eat themselves to death.
This dog would eat. If you put 50 pounds of food in front of him, he would eat it. He would die, but he would eat it.
Well, and you wonder why this thing pukes all over the place. And
no, I don't wonder. I don't
maybe
wonder.
Maybe we should figure it out here with this dog.
I don't know that's going to happen. DPHR Rothenberg presented by Progressive Insurance. So, by the way. You ever look at me and think to yourself, boy, this is a genius we're working with here. This is a guy that pays such attention and knows the nuances of each person on the show. I don't think you even know what just happened. So RJ says to me at the break, he says, do you know my favorite college football player is? You know, I'm going to let you play the same game, Rick. He says, do you know who my favorite college football player is? And I said, And he says, non-quarterback. And I said, Alabama? He says, no. I take a guess, get it right. How about that?
That's impressive.
How about, and he, RJ, is it fair to say you were wowed by what I just did?
I was very impressed. I said, there's a player out there that I love watching. I think he's going to be a star. And I'm not the first in on him. He's a name people know. He goes to a major school. And I think he's just a stud.
And that's all he said.
Yep.
And I responded with, and then you said, not a quarterback.
Not a quarterback. You asked Alabama. I said, no. And you said, Chris Olave.
Yep.
I said, you got it.
How good is that? How good
that's
is that?
That's impressive. That's impressive. That Ohio State running back's going to be good, too. He can fly.
Well, he's not coming out this year, though.
No,
right?
I know, but he can fly.
Yeah. Giants will take him with the third overall draft pick in next year's draft, the 2023 draft, when they're still picking top five. You know the thing with Santiago is, I believe every time he plays that Gettleman laughing drop, he is so happy. This gives him such enjoyment.
We are the Giants.
And that one too.
Yeah, he pulls out the tissues. When he plays those, he gets, things are happening.
I've tried in the past.
He loves it.
It's the pleats in the pants.
Oh, God.
That's what it is. The pleats.
I can't stand Dave Gettleman. All
he's
right,
not coming back. Relax.
You know what? Really, I've had enough of you telling me to relax.
He's not coming back. Don't worry about it.
You know, I'm going to start doing this to you when you lose to Houston this week. You know what? Relax. Rex likes.
We
solid
have Joe
now.
Flacco.
It's all good. Relax.
All right. We have Joe Flacco. Any exotic defense with blitzes. He can handle it.
He's seen
Stop.
It before.
He's
but
seen it. You
want
to borrow him
to relax?
We can. I'll lend him
like
to you.
That.
You can have Joe Flacco for this Eagles game. Take him.
No, we're good. We're not going to.
You sure you don't want Corey Davis?
Flacco. No.
You sure you don't want Corey Davis? Since you got Kenny Golladay, Kenny Golladay, enjoy the big contract to Kenny Golladay.
Corey,
you
know Davis, what? Corey
How
Davis.
Dare you?
How dare you take my award-winning song and try to make it your own with Kenny Golladay? Doesn't even fit.
No, it fits.
It didn't fit. It sounded
Kenny Golladay
disjointed
last night.
He was awful.
It doesn't have the same ring as Corey Davis.
No, it's not the same
point.
Song.
You get the point.
I got the point, but it's not the same song. And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. See, you just can't do it, right? You just can't give me a day where you're good to me. Just one day.
You started
where
it.
Where you're con- How did I started nothing.
No, you started. You lashed out.
At who?
At me. I said, relax. Gettleman is gone.
Stop He's with the relax. Stop telling me to relax.
you've got to relax.
Stop. You know what? I swear to God, I'm going to go right through this computer and smack you in the nose. Stop telling me to relax.
Do you have your cell phone next to you? Call Renan right now. Wake him up.
I texted him.
No, call him.
I texted him. What do you mean?
RJ, call Renan.
You want me to leave a voicemail?
I want Renan live on the air. Yeah,
you
live
want me
on
to
the
leave
air.
A voicemail in case he doesn't answer?
Yes, call right now.
I said 5:40 today, texting him, want to come on? No response. He's
call
probably
him.
Sleeping.
I don't care. RJ, call
you want
him.
Me to call him?
Wait, yeah, I want to hear it right now. Call him. Hey, Buster, how you doing? It's Rick DiPietro calling.
It's so bad.
RJ, bad. You think I placed the call?
Yeah, I think he would answer.
Do it. All right. Hang on. Yeah, now I'm calling. Well, he's in Tampa. You hear that? I can hear it.
Okay. You think there's a flight upcoming?
He's got to be up, right?
I have to tell him he's on the air if he answers and he's on the air. Right?
That's right. For legal purposes.
Legal purposes, yeah. We don't want you arrested.
Or do we?
Make sure if his answering machine mentions his phone number, you hold it away from the mic.
Jordan Renan, Dave Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN. You're on the air. How are you? Yes.
What's going on?
Can you guys hear him?
Oh, we can hear him.
Do we want to conduct the interview like this, or do we want to call you from the ESPN phone number?
I jumped out of my bed. I'm like, oh my god, somebody.
Yes, you woke him up. We woke you up.
Did somebody get fired?
Did somebody get fired? So is that where we are, Jordan? Are we at the point where we think at any moment you could get a call because somebody has gotten fired?
I mean, I always have to be on edge like that. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Joe Judge made comments that were eye-opening after the game when he's sitting there saying, you know, it's on the coaching staff, man. That's a significant thing.
It sure is. So would you be shocked if today, tomorrow, at some point this week, Jason Garrett, because you have to think that was a shot at Jason Garrett, right?
I mean, he certainly didn't downplay it at all. He had an opportunity to bypass that and answer that question specifically, and you know he didn't want to do it. So I would be shocked. I mean, on a Thanksgiving week, on a short week, it's hard for me to see that's the way they're going. But I mean, I wouldn't rule it out completely.
Wow, how about that? All right,
that would be cold blooded.
Can you could hear Renan or you can't?
No, I can hear. Pray this is the best Renan sounded.
Yeah,
crystal clear.
Do you have a question that you'd like me to ask Renan? Because I have him here on the phone. This is the way it's supposed to go down, by the way, Rick.
No, I think let's call Renan back so we can actually get, because this is some interesting stuff we got going on here.
Jordan, would you like to join us? We're going to do a segment called CMT in just a moment, which we don't want you for, but would you like to join us in the 7 o'clock hour?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have my people reach out to your people, okay?
You reach out to my people and have them talk to your people.
Yep.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Sorry to wake you up. Rick made me do it. Okay, bye-bye. There you have it.
I love this new game. I love this.
Yeah, but I'm 1-0 when you're
Yeah, it's more than 0-1.
Not
only did he not answer, the voicemail makes it even worse.
Oh, you know, so I'm 1-0. I have a one-game lead over you in the battle.
I actually like this game a lot.
I like this game, too. We can make this our game. So who's up next for you? It's your turn now. I just held serve. It's your turn.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, have you learned from your ways?
No, probably not. But
here's what I want you to do. If the voicemail picks up, I want you to take your phone and just throw it as far as you can, like down the stairs, into another room, close the door, don't go anywhere near that thing. Like a grenade in war. You don't want to be touching that thing if the voicemail picks up.
No, I think the game would be better if you do get the voicemail, you have to leave a voicemail message.
But then that has to be dialed. We'll have to come up with the rules for the game, but I love the game. And I love the way I just was able to dominate in the game. Sees my number, pops up. Hello?
And you woke him up. That's
did
even
somebody,
better.
Did something. Well, of course I woke him up. It's 6:45.
I mean, when's he leaving Tampa?
Well, after now.
Now. He's probably at Mons all night.
Poor guy probably slept for night. You know what? Although we shouldn't feel bad. We don't sleep at all. This is his job.
Did somebody get fired? I love it.
Yeah. You know what? That's where his mind is at. Let's go to Cullum in the Bronx, and then we'll go to a little CMT. Cullum, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Dave and Rick, what's up?
Cullum, I mean, I'm in a way. You know how unhappy I am.
I know. What's understood don't got to be explained, but I'll just go on my rant really quick. I mean, personally, you got to fire everybody. I was really upset when freaking Rick today tried to give Jason Garrett a soft landing. Listen, there are so many people across the NFL with far less talent that do far more on offense. If you gave Matt LaFleur and Joe Flacco 15 days to prepare, they would score more than 10 points, and there's no doubt in my mind about that. Fire everybody,
trade Daniel Jones for a third round pick, trade Saquon Barkley for a sixth round pick, start over, I'm done. I want them to lose every game and get a better draft pick, and I hate saying that because I'm never that human being, but I've gotten to that point where everybody just move out, get the best draft pick, try again next year, and like I just can't take it anymore. I'm not even going to watch Giants games anymore. I have NFL Red Zone. I'm just going to watch NFL Red Zone. And if sometimes the Giants pick up, I'm going to put up on there, they're just going to get scored. They're going to get scored on, and I'm going to roll my eyes.
If they happen to find their way, thanks for the call, Colm. Your line is terrible, so I'm going to let you go. But if they happen to find their way into the red zone, then Colm will know about it. Otherwise, he doesn't want to be involved. See, I can't do that. I will be involved every step of the way, but I feel just like him. I'm furious. Furious with what.
Well, you
this
can almost guarantee you're going to watch him kick a field goal in the red zone.
Listen, Gano is a very nice kicker.
Very nice.
And you get to see him all the time. When they had first and goal at the 5, what did you think the odds were that they were going to score? Like 50-50?
Well, I mean, what is it? It's 44% right now?
But the 5.
But the 5?
Right.
Who? I like their chances. I like their chances.
Well, the first play didn't work.
No, it didn't. But that was all set up for the second play.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you told me.
Big Andrew Thomas. Yeah, what a play.
Currently has more receiving touchdowns than Kenny Golladay and Kadarius Toney. Kenny Golladay.
You're disgusting. how you live with yourself? You're repulsive. Because I know that Santiago is pushing you towards this, and now you're doing it. Your song is not good. Your song is not creative. It's a ripoff of my song. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Corey Davis.
That's a song. How your Islanders doing?
We're struggling.
Yeah, they look real good.
No, stop it, please.
Real relax. Good.
You're not even a hockey fan. I don't want to hear it.
Please.
We got COVID issues. Nelson's hurt now.
Oh, here come the excuses.
We're in one.
Here come the excuses.
I did drive by the UBS yesterday.
Oh, great.
Or as Jake McDonald says, the USB. Did you hear that?
What, the Jigs called it the USB?
Like multiple times.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did not hear that, but that's not all
that
surprising.
It's gorgeous, though, man. I mean, that place is beautiful.
You don't deflect. Your team stinks.
I'm deflecting.
Absolutely stinks. A guest on this fine show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Sounds like Jordan Renan will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Do you have a read to do before we get into CMT?
No.
Is this my read?
What? I mean, could you do your job, please?
You know, do me a favor. Shut up. I did DraftKings read. I thought it was you, but I'll do
Will
it.
Will Hernandez of Sports Talk Radio right now.
You know, I'm going to leave you on an island like they do Danny Dimes. You know what? Fine. Why don't you run point on the show? Go ahead. I thought this was your read.
Why would it be my read?
Because I didn't think I did DraftKings reads. But you know what? I will do the read. Stand by. DiPietro and Rothenberg brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com and by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code GREEN, that's G-R-E-E-N, for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. By the way, a major national show has reached out to my people, and I will be on at 11 o'clock this morning.
If you can't spell green, should you be making bets?
Maybe those are the people that are really making the bets.
Like if we have to worry that you can't spell green, should you be allowed to bet?
Probably not. But my thought is maybe someone didn't hear the exact word I said, so let me spell it out for them. By the way, if we were to have a spelling contest on the show, who do you think would win?
You.
All right. I'm going to be on with Greeny, by the way, at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm glad you're so hysterical. Why do you sing for us there, Bubbles? All right. Let's go. You haven't slept, and this is what's happening. Let's go. It's time
Kenny
for
Galladay, Kenny Galladay.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Still going.
What's wrong with him? He might have tapped out for the rest of the segment.
Maybe. Dave, I take you back to moments ago where when you said this.
You know what? I swear to God, I'm going to go right through this computer and smack you in the nose.
And it brought me back to a former time in my life when I heard something like this.
Punch him right in the face. I'm going like this.
That's the path.
I'm going like this.
That's the path you're on right now.
You know what? I love Don. If I'm going to be on the Don LaGreca school, then good for me.
He actually, at that point, held a mouse up for all to see and punched it.
I go like this.
Yeah, the equipment used to take a real beating with Don around, so nothing is broken in a long time, which is great. All righty. Cutter Money Trash brought to you by Jack Pocket. So, you guys remember last week we talked about Carlos Correa's comments about Derek Jeter and the gold glove situation, all that fun stuff. So someone, as they tend to do, they tracked Derek Jeter down and asked him about it, and here's what he said.
A couple of weeks ago, Carlos Correa of the Astros had mentioned that you weren't deserving of your gold gloves.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you thought about that. And you know,
I didn't think much about it. I don't know how my name came up, so my Spanish is not that good. I still haven't seen it. I don't know how my name was brought up, but it doesn't even warrant a response. I mean, I can go in a lot of different directions, but I won't.
Ooh. The captain has not co-signed Correa. So I do ask you this. It leads me to Cuddle Mary Trash the following in terms of who you believe will be the Yankees opening day shortstop next season.
Oh, I like hey, you know what I like? You're very talented because you got the sound from Jeter. That's topic A. And then you move on to another topic, which will be the actual CMT. So very well done by you.
I'm trying to learn. I don't think I was great at this to start. I'm trying to get better. So Carlos Correa, Corey Seager, or the field, which could include Trevor Story.
We understand what the field
means. Right, but I just want to throw some other names out there for other people that may not know who the free agents
are. Right, the field means everybody not named Carlos Correa.
Right,
or
but Trevor Story's a free agent.
Corey Seager.
Marcus Semien.
And Jordan Simmons. We, again, still understand exactly.
You're missing the point, though. You just complimented
me. I think you're missing the point.
It's the same crowd that can't spell green, okay?
Okay. So I will say, I think I'm going to surprise you here. Rick, I'm going to let you tell me. You want me to start with the trash or the marry?
Oh, trash.
All right, I'm going to trash Carlos Correa. I don't think they're going to give him that kind of contract for that length of time. I will cuddle Corey Seager. I think there's a very good chance he stays with the Dodgers. And I think the Yankees are option number two. And it was perplexing to me, but now that I finally understand it, I will marry what you call the field.
I'm the same. I'm going to trash Correa. I'll cuddle Seager, and I will marry the field.
So you understood what he meant by the field?
After he explained it.
Now, okay, good. Now, did it ever cross your mind? Maybe I was just giving you some time also to come up with an answer rather than the music playing, which it's great music.
Well, you know what? We're professionals. We don't need you to buy us time by explaining what the field means.
No, you think you're a big Chad now because you got Buster back in your pocket and you probably have some kind of insider information like you did with Syndergaard that you didn't share with us. You just kind of alluded to it. So
Buster in his jack pocket makes sense
to say anything.
So any tips?
Buster and I might go to Dave and Buster's, by the way.
I get it?
You get it?
Yeah, that's worse than the field.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
All right. So,
he treats me like I'm a child. all right.
So, things are not going well for Baker Mayfield. Here's what happened on Sunday.
Baker, what did you make of some of the booing there in the second half from the fans?
Those are probably the same fans that won't be quiet while we're on offense and trying to operate, so don't really care.
I respect his stance. Anytime anyone comes after him, he just takes a shot right back. It's not didn't hear about it, don't care. It's, oh yeah? I'll show you guys. So, Baker specifically, I kind of view Baker as the guy where I don't really know what to make of him. Like, if you have better than Baker, I feel like you could make a playoff run. If you have worse, you probably have a lot more questions than answers. But I'll ask you this. Do you see Baker Mayfield as the quarterback of the future in Cleveland? The quarterback for right now, or the quarterback that is holding back the Cleveland Browns?
Ooh, that's an interesting question, RJ. Well played.
I do have some sound. I do have some more sound. I'll allow you to think some more time.
Can you explain what the catch is on fire? Can you explain what you mean when you say holding back, RJ?
You're ready. So go. Question.
Oh, no,
answer,
Rick,
go.
Rick is up. I don't want to take his turn. No. Rick is up.
You're ready.
All right, I'm going to say this. I'm going to marry. He is the. So it's the quarterback of the future, the quarterback for right now, and the reason that they're being held back, right?
Yep.
Cleveland would be a pretty attractive landing spot for one of these big time quarterbacks. Oh man. All right, I'm gonna marry the quarterback for now. I am going to cuddle the quarterback of the future, and I'm gonna trash holding the back.
Can you explain, RJ, what you mean when you say future?
Like they're gonna sign him to a long term deal.
Thank you. Okay. I'm gonna differ from you. I'm going to marry holding back. I think he stinks. He is not a top 15 quarterback in this league, and this was the number one pick in the draft. If they had a big time quarterback, that'd be a great football team. And they're just mediocre, and I think a lot of it is because of him. So I will marry he's holding them back. I will cuddle the now, and I will trash the future. No, thank you.
All right. And finally, Thanksgiving, I know, taken fairly serious on this show.
Very seriously.
Rick has three shopping endeavors he has to depart on. He doesn't,
I love those turkeys.
He doesn't even sleep anymore. I'm actually concerned for him. So, cuddle, marry, trash, these three Thanksgiving staples. Turkey. Thank you. Stuffing or pie as a whole. All the pies. Of which Rick, I think, is making six.
Can I just make a statement here before I go? Can you explain what you mean when you say turkey, RJ?
It's not funny anymore.
There are no wrong answers. Rick, I want that to be understood. There's nothing you can choose here that I will be upset with. I didn't marry anything yet. But I will marry, and this is going to be a surprise. I'm going to marry stuffing.
Surprise? Who's surprised by that?
Get out of my face here. I love stuffing.
Let's not forget, though. Dave has caught us off guard before.
All right, I'm not going to play this I'm looking for just the easy way. I'm going to try to get some of the obscure top 10 ones off the bat. I'm going to say Joe Montana.
Okay.
I see your game. I will marry stuffing.
You know that was good.
It was great. I will cuddle. I didn't do it yet. I will cuddle pie. And I will trash turkey. Not that I don't like turkey. Love those guys, but that's where I'm going to go here. That's my order.
You put me in a terrible spot here because I mean I would marry all three of these things. I mean we're talking. I mean stuffing is the no brainer of no brainers. Stuffing.
When he says
dressing,
stuffing, what do you think RJ means by that?
I don't know, RJ. What do you mean by stuffing?
Yeah.
Maybe we can ask him and then play the Price is Right. I'm going to go 100% marrying stuffing, dressing, whatever you call it. It's my favorite thing to eat ever. Last meal is going to include stuffing. I don't want to be the same as Dave, but I think I have to. I'll cuddle the pie. Aww. We got five different pies this year, and then I'm going to. I can't even believe I'm saying this. I will politely put the turkey in the trash. Oh.
Wow. And there are those turkeys. Now you've angered another animal.
A herd of turkeys.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We woke him up early this morning, and now we figure we'll have him on as gentlemen would, nicely on the phone over the radio so everyone can hear very loud and clear, and that is Giants beat reporter extraordinaire, the great, talented Jordan Renan. Good morning, Jordan.
I will say, you know, when my phone rang, I jumped. I jumped. I was 3 feet out of my bed wondering what the heck was going on.
Now, is that because you thought there was big news or because you thought this very well-received show was calling you and you wanted to get on the air with us?
Oh, obviously the latter, for sure. Yeah definitely. I mean, okay. You know, there's no doubt about that.
All right, so we
all agree on that. I mean, that's the number one priority at all times, right?
As well it should be. So we asked you this. You kind of
forget that I went to sleep at 3:30.
Yeah, no one's looking for excuses. Rick, what time did you go to bed last night?
I didn't sleep last night, Dave.
He didn't go to bed last night. All right, we are a show that does not require sleep. So we're not looking for your excuses. What we do want is your knowledge.
Let's go.
All right, on the Giants. You think there's a real chance that someone gets fired this week? And when I say someone, I mean Jason Garrett.
I would say I would bet against it. But, I mean, Joe Judge clearly blamed, he was willing to say, look, this is on the coaching staff, right? And that was pretty clear. He said, write it. Like, that you want to go that way tonight? That's fair. I'm not going to debate that. And it all started when, you know, we said, you know, why can't you score points? And he's saying stuff like, we have too many good players. Mind you, they just had a 215-yard performance offensively. Scored 7 points. I mean, 10 points. And 7 of them came when they got the ball at the opposing team's 5-yard line. Right? Their quarterback was pressured on 48% of his dropbacks, the highest of the season. I mean, go look at the play Dan Orlovsky posted on Twitter. He was just looking at the film. You have 3 guys basically running into each other on like it's called a mesh route or some kind of crossing route over the middle of the field, where 3 guys are basically just running into each other in the middle of the field, which makes it a lot easier for other teams to guard. And when Joe Judge, you know, said, do you still have faith in Jason Garrett? Part of his answer is, we'll assess everything as a team and make any move we need to going forward. So you interpret that anyway. How would you interpret that, Dave?
Yeah,
how are you interpreting that?
I think there's a chance that maybe the time is nearly over for one Jason Garrett with that kind of a statement.
Yeah, but
I can't rule it out, but this is an inopportune time. Let's be honest for a second, right? They did just play terribly, but they're just off a bye week. It's Thanksgiving week. They're on, so, you know, everyone kind of, they go on Thursday, they go and eat dinner with their family too. So it's a strange, wonky week. Plus, you're minus a day. So to do it post-bye would be really, really eye-opening. I would be surprised on that.
Yeah, but Jordan, I mean, you watched that clip that you referenced, the Dan Orlovsky clip. I mean, is that Jason Garrett?
Yeah.
Is that the play calling? Is it the execution? I mean, I get you spent a lot of money, and you're supposed to have a ton of talent on that side of the ball, but, I mean, we don't know if the quarterback can play. He was a 6th overall pick. Saquon Barkley looks like a shell of himself. He's a 2nd overall pick. Will Hernandez stinks.
Shell.
I mean, you paid Kenny Golladay a ton of money. He has as many touchdowns as Andrew Thomas does. I mean, what are we talking about?
Less. No, he has 0.
He has none.
No, he's got 0. That's what I meant.
None.
He's got 0. So does Kadarius Toney. You're right. 0. Sorry. So, I mean, is it all just because, I mean, we get phone call after phone call. Jason Garrett sucks. He's the worst. Fire him. I get you can't fire all the players, but at a certain point, doesn't this have to fall on the players too?
Oh, it does. I mean, somebody obviously messed up on that play that, you know, Dan Orlovsky has posted. For sure, somebody obviously ran the wrong route. So one of those guys is not supposed to be in the middle of the field. But you look at it and say, okay, which one of those players ran the wrong route? But they obviously, and this is Joe Judge's contention, I'm sure, you know, this is his whole point, they should be coached to the point where they know what they're doing. They shouldn't be running out there having no idea what they're doing. And there was too much of that. I mean, the interception that Daniel Jones threw, like, the heck was that? Across the field, they're throwing, what, to Chris Myrick? I mean, what was that play? Like, where was there any chance of success on that play? Now, granted, you shouldn't be throwing an interception there. And I think he tried to actually throw the ball to his center, and which is
to Billy Price,
mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. That's great.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, look, you said Kenny Golladay, Joe Judge was asked about that too. And he said, you know, 2 targets. I mean, this guy was paid $40 million guaranteed. $40 million guaranteed. He said, Joe Judge says, you know, that's not enough. It wasn't enough, the 2 targets. We got to make sure we correct that.
Yeah, but he was wide open,
where
though,
you,
Jordan.
Where are you looking? Where are you looking, though?
Yeah, but Jordan, here's my problem.
First drive you're talking?
Yeah, he's wide open. He was schemed perfectly wide open, and Daniel Jones never saw him because he stared down Kadarius Toney the entire time and threw incomplete. Like, I get that, it. It's easy to blame the coaches. And I think part of me thinks that Joe Judge is full of crap, too, by the way.
Why is he not looking in the middle of the field? Why is he not looking inside out there? Why is he?
Because maybe he's not that good.
On Kadarius Toney.
Maybe he's not that good. Maybe that's the problem. He's not that good.
We talked about this last night. You make a point, and I understand your point. And I said this last night. Look, I'm not a huge fan of Jason Garrett. I don't think he's doing a great job. I don't find him especially, you know, innovative. But we have to be honest. You tell me, we could put any offensive coordinator. Is there any offensive coordinator we could put in there, and they could be consistently successful with this offensive line that they have right now?
No.
Like, seriously, do we think that there's anybody we could put in there and this offense is going to be consistently successful? Did you see what happened when they had to go throw the ball? I mean, Daniel Jones got hit every single play. When they had to go through
With a three-man rush, he was getting hit. Jordan, I have a lot of questions, and we don't have a lot of time. So let me kind of go rapid-fire at you. Well, Gettleman's going to be done, right? That's a foregone conclusion. I don't need a long answer. Just quick. Gettleman's going to be done?
Yeah, I can't. Come on. This is year four of just total disaster.
Total disaster. All right, great. So good. Everyone feels good about that. Joe Judge, is it a guarantee? Because Rick said he heard you on Carlin last night, and you said he will be back. Is that a guarantee in your mind that Joe Judge is back for another year?
Something ridiculous would have to happen late in the season. It would have to be a total disaster, a la Ben McAdoo end of year two. Just total, total disaster.
Like 4-13? Like Giants lose all but one of the remaining games? Is that disaster or no?
No, I think you need something more. You need more, something like completely fall apart, like, you know, benching Eli Manning for Geno Smith and having – you know, the former players revolt. That's what it's going to take to get the head coach fired after 2 years for the third consecutive stint.
Okay. And lastly,
wild like that.
Last one from me is Saquon Barkley. I mean, not healthy, just not the player we think he is. And what do you do with this guy moving forward after the season?
I mean, he's not overly expensive next year, so you just keep rolling it along. But, I mean, any thought of a long-term deal is just not, should be a non-starter. Non-starter. And they're obligated for the fifth-year option next year, right? Something like $7 million. So you take the shot on that talent and hope that he can get healthy and get back to somewhere near where he was a few years ago. Because, Dave, he has played six games this year. He has 100 total yards receiving and rushing once in those six games this year. I mean, that's
amazing.
That's just not productive.
Really?
Now, Devontae Booker looked like the better running back last night.
He absolutely does. 100%.
I mean, that's scary, isn't it?
Terrifying. Rick, you have anything else for
Jordan? You want to say, you know, he deserves some time. He's coming back from injury again. Like, but I think you're sitting there and you're running out of patience with him because you just keep, it's like we're in this cycle with him.
You can't afford to waste any time, though, with him. You don't know how long you're going to have him. It looked like he tweaked his ankle last night again, right?
Yeah. He downplayed that. I asked him specifically about it. But I agree with you. I mean, it just looks like he's constantly banged up. I mean, that's what it looks like on the field.
It sure does.
Jordan, before we let you go, what are the thoughts? I mean, we sit here and spend so much time on the offense because it stinks, too. But, I mean, that defense got picked apart last night. I mean, what are the thoughts? They had played well, but, I mean, it didn't seem too.
They don't have the talent.
Too overly creative last night.
They don't have talent. They don't have talent. You can't rush the passer consistently. You can't win in this league. Like, it's amazing that they've had so much success without that. And then, you know, when they lost Logan Ryan, I mean, Tom Brady was going to pick him apart. I actually thought that Logan Ryan, losing him because you already don't have Blake Martinez, like, the line, in my opinion, should have shifted like 3 points when they lost Logan Ryan. You know, to not have that in their defense. Like I'm not going to sit here and go nuts about their defense. They don't have the horses. You can't rush the passer. You're just not going to be successful. Tampa, I had 25 snaps with four rushers and pressured the quarterback on 12 of those. Like the Giants with four-man rush, you know, normal four-man rusher, they're not going to get to the quarterback system. So they're playing a different game.
It's so broken. Last one, and we have about 45 seconds for you to give us this answer. Daniel Jones, do you still have faith and belief in this guy, or is that now waning or gone with you?
I mean, I still do think
that there's a lot there. We're not getting an accurate. He played poorly last night. I mean, there's no way around that. But he was pressured 48% of the time. Tom Brady was pressured 17% of the time. Like how can we judge how? That's the problem. We don't know. We're sitting here. We can't make a true judgment because the offensive line is so insufficient pass protection wise.
Let me say this though,
about, for sure.
Jordan. Let me say this. Just let me say this quickly, right? And I'm not gonna. This may be a terrible comparison, and I know the offensive line is god awful and it stinks. Will Hernandez had a terrible game. Bad. I get it. But I mean, can we both agree? Can all three of us agree? The Jets offensive line isn't that much better than the Giants offensive line. Is the Jets offensive line great?
No, it's not.
It's not great, right? Why is it then when I watch Mike White play, then this again, I'm not saying that Mike White is on the same level as Daniel Jones, but I mean, even with an average to below average offensive line, gets to his back foot, balls out. Gets to his back foot, balls out. Like balls out, hands of the skill position players, they can go do work. And yet I watch Daniel Jones bounce around in the pocket and then hold the ball and take hit after hit after hit after hit. Like, at a certain point, that's on the quarterback, too.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's on the quarterback, and it's on the offensive coordinator. That's why we're sitting here having this conversation today. That something's not clicking in.
Here's
what I'll say about Daniel Jones. He threw 24 touchdown passes his rookie year, right? And that was
Is he at 24 yet?
No. No way.
Since then? No, he's not. But, I mean, that's what you call Shermer's offense. And he was given an opportunity to push the ball down the field and be aggressive. And you saw a different quarterback. So it makes you wonder, like, how much of this is him and how much of this is the offense and what's around him. And I think it's fair. And I think
everybody.
It's probably both, a good amount both.
I blame everybody. All right, Jordan, we got to go. Go back to sleep. If anything happens, let us know what's going on, please.
You got it, guys. All right.
That
Relax, Dave. Relax.
With what?
Just relax. Your attitude right now. Relax.
What do you mean my attitude?
Get him when he'll be gone. You'll be fine.
Don't tell me how to feel, all right? Really. I'm not even kidding you. Do not tell me how to feel, all right? I sit there and I'm protective of you after the Jets. You want to say all bets are off? Okay. Let's see what you do against the Texans this week.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.